ABC Radio Australia.
An investigation into the University of the South Pacific has found the exploitation of the allowance and bonus system by some senior staff has cost the institution what's described as a significant amount of money over several years. That's the conclusion of the New Zealand accounting firm that's examined allegations of financial mismanagement at USP. Liam Fox reports.
The allegations of financial mismanagement were first raised by the current Vice-Chancellor, Professor Pal Aluwalia, in a confidential report he wrote in March, not long after he took up the position. That report was later leaked to the media, sparking an angry reaction from staff and students. Despite opposition from the pro-Chancellor, Winston Thompson, who called the allegations unsubstantiated, the university appointed New Zealand accounting firm BDO to investigate. The USP Council has now released BDO's four-page summary report. It says 28 allegations of mismanagement by the former Vice-Chancellor Rajesh Chandra and other members of the senior management team were examined. The report does not say how many were found to be true or name the staff involved. It does say oversight, governance and remuneration is a key weakness across the institution.
The USP's current policy framework, while extensive, is overly complex, fragmented, outdated, and generally isn't fit for purpose. As a result, four remuneration mechanisms have collectively been exploited and have led to significant cash leakage across the USP over a number of years.
Those remuneration mechanisms are inducement allowances, responsibility and acting allowances, bonuses, and consultancy arrangements. On the issue of inducement allowances, BDO found they'd been paid to some local and expatriate staff in contradiction of the university's inducement allowance policy. BDO said responsibility and acting allowances had been paid to some staff extensively, which has inflated their total remuneration, and the allowances are out of line with those offered by other universities. It also found bonuses had been paid to some staff extensively. Some had received multiple bonuses in breach of USP policies.
It appears that a culture of entitlement to bonuses had developed rather than being a mechanism to reward exceptional effort and performance.
The report recommends a full review of bonus calculations and payments. On the overall issue of leadership of human resources, it found USP has been without consistent leadership for many years. That's because there have been three HR directors and one interim director over the last 2 years. Two of those held the position alongside another role. It recommended a comprehensive structural review of the university's human resources management. The report says BDO was not able to substantiate a number of allegations because it was not able to access the relevant documentation.
BDO is of the view that further investigation is required, and a number of policies and ordinances require significant alignment and stronger oversight from the Executive Committee and Council.
Last month, before releasing the summary report, the USP Council said it had appointed a committee to implement all of BDO's recommendations and that an action plan will be made publicly available. It has not said if any staff members will be disciplined or stripped of any bonuses or allowances. Since his initial confidential report was made public, Vice-Chancellor Professor Pal Aluwalia has refused to comment directly on the issues he identified. But in his latest video update to staff and students, posted on the university's website earlier this month, he had this to say.
We are now in a position where this university can only grow from strength to strength. In coming weeks, there will be more on this. But please be assured that we are moving forward to build this region so that USP becomes the best, provides the best tertiary education to our students so that we can together serve the Pacific region as best as we can.
Pacific Beat also sought comment from the USP's staff and student unions.